All right, Amanda, and I understand that the Saline County Fair is coming up. Can you tell me more about the events associated with this?
Our fair is going to run from Saturday, July 13th to Sunday, July 21st. We kick off on the 13th with our public speaking and demonstrations at 2 o'clock out at the fairgrounds. At 5:30 that night at our shooting sports range, we have our Western Heritage Cowboy Shoot. If you've not seen it, it's one of the 2C events. It's new to our county. We have 4-H Fashion Show that night at 6 o'clock. On Monday, we start out our small livestock shows with a dog show at 9 o'clock that morning, and then we start our large livestock shows on Wednesday. Goat shows will be that night. On Thursday, we'll have rabbits and poultry and sheep and swine. And then on Friday, we'll have our cattle show and our junior livestock sale and our ham sale. I think a lot of people like to come out from the community for the entertainment. We have lawnmower races on the 13th, sponsored by Cornhusking. On Wednesday, we have the KMMO Texaco Country Showdown. And Thursday was the first year we'd had the free Christian concert out at the fairgrounds, and we'll have that again at 7:30 this year, featuring Rhett Walker Band with Trevor Morgan and Rachel Lampa. And then we'll have our rodeo, of course, on Saturday night.
Okay, and do you want to talk about any special events that are associated with this year's fair?
I think the big events that people like to come out and see, of course, are going to be our Texaco Country Showdown, the free concert. It's always well attended, and it's a great opportunity, a great family event to come out and see. And of course, the rodeo is always well attended, but I would encourage you to come out and see our new Western Heritage shooting. The kids dress up in cowboy attire, and they shoot old style rifles and guns, and it's just a really neat opportunity to come out and see the 4-H'ers at work.
Is there anything else that you would like to add at this time?
It's a great opportunity for the community to come out and see what 4-H and FFA is all about. The kids work hard all year to prepare for it, and this is just an opportunity for them to spotlight everything that they've done, everything that they've learned, and what they've worked so hard for this year. So we encourage everyone to come out and see what 4-H and FFA are doing this year and enjoy those free entertainment with the livestock shows, and then to go, of course, to the rodeos and the lawnmower races.